Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I just read about this, saw this on Fox News, and thought it would be important to stop what I'm doing and share this article with you. All parents should listen to this, especially parents of teenagers, and I would ask that in the interest of getting this word out, that you would post this on your Facebook and anyone that you know with teenagers. Study. 1 in 16 youth play the choking game. In a 2009 survey of 8th graders in Oregon, 1 in 16 said they had participated in the choking game, according to research published Monday. The game, a misnomer because of its risk, researchers say, involves putting pressure on the neck with a towel or belt to cut off one's oxygen supply, then releasing the pressure to give a high sensation. The 1 in 6 figure is in line with research from elsewhere in the United States and in other countries where youth are known to play the choking game, according to Dr. Thomas Andrew, New Hampshire's chief medical examiner. Of more concern in these studies that have been coming out over the last several years is that among that group there are a smaller subset that seem to like the phenomena enough to continue doing it on a regular basis. Of Oregon kids who said they played the choking game, close to two-thirds reported having done it more than once, and more than a quarter had played at least five times. Some kids may experience it and say, "This is the worst thing that ever happened to me. I'm never going to do it again." The kids that go on to repeat it, it may not be in groups anymore. It could escalate into doing it by yourself with a ligature, and of course, that's the highest risk of all. Along with the risk of asphyxiation, the choking game comes with a chance of seizures that can cause brain damage, Andrew said. He's also seen cases of kids with fatal head injuries from when they hit the ground after their air supply was cut off. The more times you repeat something like this, the better the chance of the bad outcome, said Robert Nystrom from the Oregon Public Health Division, Portland. His team's findings are based on a 2009 survey given to more than 5,000 Oregon 8th graders. The researchers found that kids who were sexually active and those who used drugs or alcohol were more likely to have played the choking game, also known as knockout, space monkey, or flatlining, than abstainers. Boys and girls were equally likely to have participated. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found 82 media reports of kids dying from playing the choking game from 1995 through 2007. But that figure is likely an underestimate. If a kid asphyxiates trying to get high alone, the death could look like a suicide, for example. While groups of youth have played an asphyxiation games for generations, researchers said they may be more dangerous and contagious now than they used to be. The activity itself is not new, but I think the ability to spread the word about it via the internet is adding some fuel to the fire, said Hobart Daves, a psychologist from the University of Wisconsin. If you watch the kids doing it on YouTube, you'd think it was the most fun thing people had ever done, he told Reuters Health. But that's why the most important message is for parents and other adults who work with kids not to be afraid to bring up the choking game and its risks. By 8th grade, kids already know they're talking about this. Teaching kids and teens about the dangers of the game should be part of programs that include that address drugs, alcohol, risky sexual behavior. He pointed to one study that showed 40% of kids surveyed in Texas and Canada didn't see any danger in playing the choking game, whether or not they had ever participated themselves. I hope that has just become a part of the conversation. It's not perfectly safe, and that's the message we need to get across. Well, I was completely ignorant, and perhaps you listening were also completely ignorant. The idea of wrapping something around my neck and putting it and tightening it up until I pass out, and then loosening it, I can't even fathom that. It's difficult to imagine that kids are doing this. Please listen to this YouTube video about the choking game.
It's telling them a game kids are playing. Well behaved, good kids. They do it for fun, to themselves, to one another, at home, at school. Parents don't even know the game exists and would never suspect their child until it's too late. The choking game is a voluntary suffocation to the point of unconsciousness for the purpose of obtaining a rush or lightheaded sensation. Every time someone plays this game, some of their brain cells die. The following videos are actual footage teens placed online for public viewing. Kids are misled about the risk they take by engaging in these practices. Kids think twitching is because they're dreaming. The victim is probably seized. They think it's just like fainting. They are wrong.
Anytime the brain is starved or blood and or oxygen cells begin to die, cells of the brain cannot regenerate. Death of brain cells is the best case scenario. Skull fractures, coma, broken legs, vision loss are just a few of the reported consequences of playing the group game.
Like the kids you've just witnessed, Mike played pass out with his friends. He fell backwards, hitting his head hard on the pavement. The blow, audible to several of his friends, knocked him out. Moments later, he regained consciousness, just like the other kids. His friends brought Mike to the hospital, where he was kept for observation. By the next morning, Mike's condition quickly became more grave.
For 3 days, we kept our vigil. I prayed for a miracle. But on the morning of the fourth day, I had no choice but to sign the final form giving permission for all life supports to be disconnected. Within minutes, his chest heaved and fell one last time.
They thought they were just playing a game.
There's no safe way to play. Often a child's first experience with the choking game is with a friend. Then some try it alone.
Meet just a few of these fatal victims and you will see it has no barriers.
They're showing pictures of 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. A 12-year-old, a scout.
Could kill in your town, in your school district,
a baseball player,
in your neighborhood, and even in your house.
Name after name. A 16-year-old from Tennessee. A 17-year-old from Alaska.
We'll kill as long as our kids.
A 17-year-old from Minnesota.
And consider this.
A 17-year-old from Wisconsin. There are many more who have fallen victim. They never woke up. This is your wake-up call. A study taken in Canada and Texas, middle school, high school reports 45% knew of somebody who played the choking game. 45%. Thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful and instructive. I pray, God, that one child is saved, two children are saved because of word getting out and parents taking the initiative to talk to children about the dangers of the choking game.